scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And Megan is hanging out at the Kitchen Island Studios, from what it sounds
like. You're right. Yeah, you hear my dog drinking out of her bottle, or her water, her water bottle. Bowl in the background there a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I did hear that. She's really thirsty this morning.
Really thirsty.
Yeah.
My kitchen's a noisy place to be.
I love it, though. It's great. And your kids are struggling to wake up. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I was blabbing when you got on. The daylight saving time is catching up with us. We're like on day three or day two?
Yeah, day two and a half. Yeah.
It's like you try really hard the first day, and then the second day, it's dark, so everyone's just confused. No one knows what's going on.
Maybe this will shock you awake. Looks like an out-of-control Chinese space station with highly toxic chemicals on board.
This sounds great. It's great so far.
It's currently hurling towards Earth and could crash into Lower Michigan.
Great.
You excited?
Do we have specific,
It doesn't say. When I look at the stories, most of it says like this is the path, but it's like the whole entire Earth. It's just between these sections. Like, it all depends on what time of day, because the Earth rotates.
It does that, yeah.
It's somewhere in that Lower Michigan, and basically, if you just take a line straight around. The United States, or it's United States and all the way around the world, somewhere around there, but
somewhere in there. Yeah.
Looks like the space station could be crashing to Earth sometime around April 3rd. And research from the Aerospace Corporation revealed that parts of southern Lower Michigan are among the region that has the highest probability of being hit by falling debris, according to MLive.com.
I'm trying to imagine this out-of-control Chinese space station. Something about that descriptor is kind of cracking me up. It's like, like waving its arms.
But what's crazy is it's not going to be here for like another month. So I just imagine that if it's just a space station, it's just technology. Right. But if, say, a person was in there, they would just be like, no! For an entire month. By like week two, they're just going to be like,
never mind.
I can't. I lost my voice 2 weeks ago.
Well, I hope this is one of those stories that's going to be developing as it gets closer to that time and when we can actually see, you know, where it is. But that's kind of disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, you listen to your mom when she tells you what to do, right? I know you don't.
Yeah, not really.
Well, you should. You should, because sometimes your mom's advice is the best. In fact, a man named Brandon Pree of Washington, D.C. recently won a $100,000 Virginia lottery after following his mother's advice.
Wow.
She told him to play the Cash 5 game using family birthdays for the numbers, so he played the numbers 11, 22, 25, 26, 28. I would never play numbers that close together.
No.
For no good reason, because, you know, it probably makes no sense difference with probability and stuff, but... But she did. He did, and then he won.
Wow!
He said the first thing he did was call his mother, and she started screaming.
See, my mom.
I told you.
Why didn't you listen to your mother? You should have just put the birthdays in there before. Why didn't you do it before? You finally listened to me. Now you won the monies.
Your mom has a New York accent?
Yeah, I don't know. My mom. Wow. She's from Michigan, but for some reason has developed a weird New York accent. But I don't know. But I guess that just goes to show you should listen to your mother.
Only
when it comes to lottery numbers, though. That's the advice I give
you. I disagree. We'll have to leave it there.
That's trending topics for this morning.